Welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. There's a brand new movie coming out. You can see it in IMAX as well. It's called Mercy. It'll be Friday, January 23rd. I got to see it the other day. It is a very cool movie, very fast-paced as well. And it stars two people who are with us right now, Chris Pratt and Callie Reese. Callie, ladies first, you were on the show when you were promoting the True Detective on HBO, and we talked about your background as a very successful boxer. Are you kind of surprised at how fast, I mean, here you are in a Chris Pratt movie, how fast that you're rising up through the Hollywood ranks? You're really killing it right now.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. And surprised a little bit, but I kind of feel like it's exactly where I need to be. I feel like my boxing background has definitely prepped me for this, and just coming from a very artistic background, very musically inclined family. It's just, you know, I've always viewed boxing as an art, and I think it's definitely prepared me for the fast trajectory of this career. I'm very blessed to be where I am. You know, not a lot of athletes, especially boxers, have the luxury of having a second career that they can blossom with and work with amazing actors and projects. And I've been really blessed to just be surrounded by amazing, talented people, seasoned people. And what better way to get into something like this than I'm around really good projects, really good people. So it took a minute to adjust. It did happen really fast, but I belong in any room and any table I sit at. So I'm very just happy and very humbled to be where I am.
Very well said. Chris Pratt is with us. And Chris, when I heard you were going to be on the show, the first thing I thought of as a lifelong A's fan was Scott Hatteberg. And and I remember hearing you, correct me if I'm wrong, you said it was a taxing role. You had to lose weight. You had to learn how to bat left-handed. That wasn't easy, was it?
Thank you. First of all, Moneyball, what a great movie. It's one of those movies that when it comes on, I just watch it. Not just because I'm in it or anything. If I wasn't in it, the same thing. It's just such a cool movie. It was a challenge to get that role. I'd been on Parks and Rec and going back and forth between being Andy and being these characters over the course of the summers on the breaks where I would do movies. And I did, you know, Moneyball was the first big one that really broke me out. And it was around the third or fourth season of Parks and Rec. And I remember I had gotten pretty large on Parks and Rec. I felt like Andy was funnier when he was fatter. I just always thought he was the fatter he got, the funnier he got. And so I auditioned for Scott Hatteberg, who obviously is a real person, and Billy Bean, also a real person. Billy Bean's very tall. I think he's like 6'5 or something, and Scott Hatteberg's 5'10. So when you put me and Brad Pitt next to each other, I was almost 280 pounds. I'm 6'3". I just didn't look like Scott Hatteberg next to Billy Bean when I was sitting next to Brad Pitt. And so they liked my audition. They thought the performance was good, but just physically I wasn't right. And so it kind of passed on me, but they hadn't cast the role. So I just went hardcore, like old school, high school wrestling mentality, and started cutting weight as quickly as I possibly could. And I think I dropped 30 or 40 pounds over the course of, I don't know, a month. And in that month, kept sending pictures to my agent, and I was like, hey, did they cast that yet? Not yet. They cast yet? Not yet. And finally I sent a picture at the end. He's like, dude, is that you right now? I said, yeah. And they sent it over, and next thing you know, I got cast as the role. So then the work began in a really fun way, where I was working with Chad Kruder over at USC, the baseball coach there, and working closely with a lot of the base, because almost every player on the team had real baseball experience. And Stephen Bishop is a great actor who was also coaches played baseball, I think, professionally. And so he kind of took me under his wing and taught me how to swing the bat. And yeah, I learned to hit left-handed and learned how to, like, you know, field the ball and stuff. So it was a lot of work, but I really dig into that kind of stuff, and I liked it a lot. So that's the long answer, but yeah, let's go. Moneyball.
Well, that's a great story of perseverance. Callie, you also, you made a little movie history in this, because I think you're the first person to, virtually ride one of flying police motorcycle, huh?
I have the quadcopter. I'm obsessed. I'm still trying to figure out how I can get it, but, you know, we're working on it.
So this movie is all about AI judging someone. And Chris, this, I was thinking maybe a little bit of a challenge for you as well, because you do most of your acting strapped to a chair. So I just think about the nonverbal acting, the facial expressions and everything. That was probably something you had to work on as well, right?
Yeah, definitely. It is. I am confined to basically it's like a form of almost an electric chair for the 90 minutes of the movie. So 90 minutes of this movie is the 90 minute trial. So the minute the trial starts, the movie starts, and the minute the trial ends, the movie ends. So it's 90 straight minutes. I'm confined to a chair while the whole world is going crazy around me and engaged in this trial. And when you hear the premise, it feels a little far-fetched. And I think Timur, our director, did a really great job of grounding it in something that does not feel outside of the realm of possibility. It's very much grounded in reality. And so all of the emotions that I go through as I'm a guy who's basically learning in this chair that his wife has been killed and that I've been accused of the crime. My character was blackout drunk and I have no idea what happened. So that's where we start the movie. And it was great. I don't do my typical running around or physical comedy or any of the stuff that you might be used to seeing if you've seen some of my movies, but there's a lot of action and suspense and I'm essentially reacting to the world around me and going through a pretty emotional journey as I try to clear my name and you know, make sure my daughter doesn't lose both her parents in one day.
Yeah. Very fast paced, as I mentioned. And Kaylee, it's really a kind of a cautionary tale. I mean, this is just the near future with all the cameras that are out there and then how we sort of self-surrender our privacy on social media as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting thing, especially social media. It's like everything else. It has its pros and its cons, but, you know, that's voluntary. We voluntarily put our entire existence on, even, you know, I've been in the hospital, you know, look at me. But even with all the technology going on now, I mean, it raises the question that, you know, do we now pay attention more to how we interact with each other? Do we pay attention to the type of technology that we're using and what we're using it for? But it also, you know, it has its pros. Does it help? Do we have technology that saves lives in you know, record-breaking fashion? Yeah, absolutely. But just like everything else, you know, it can be made to destroy too. So it just raises the question, how do we use technology? How are we applying it? But also, how much are we getting surveilled? And it's really, you know, it's hard to get away from being recorded. You know, everybody has their phones out. There's a camera on everything, things you don't even know. They're recording our voices. So it just raises that question, you know, what kind of person are you trying to be, you know, if a camera's on 24/7, which we are getting watched no matter what, whether you think it's a camera or whatever you believe in. But I think that just maybe it will help for us to be just a little bit kinder to each other. I would hope so.
Yes, I hope so, too. I know you guys got to run. So just one more question, Chris, and I have to mention the AI judge, Maddox, played by Rebecca Ferguson, who's just perfect in this role. Her, like, the way she also has some little nonverbal acting and those eyes staring back at you, great person for the part.
Oh man, she did a great job. Yeah, she's fantastic. She's by the way, I don't know if you had a chance to interview her or meet her. She's just the best, an absolute pistol, totally authentic, completely wild, just an amazing artist and person. And yeah, she did a great job, man. She did a really great job. She was really walking that fine line between playing a non-human entity with some very, very thin threads of humanity inside of it. And she was just, it just did very, took very bold and weird choices that I think are incredible. Her process was amazing, and working with her was great.
Everybody check out Mercy, as I mentioned, available in IMAX as well, only in theaters January 23rd, starring, as we mentioned, Rebecca Ferguson and our guests, Kaylee Reese and Chris Pratt. Thanks a lot, you guys, and congrats on the film.
Thanks a lot. Thank you. Appreciate your time.